Europe. Terrorism in Europe. Oh, Vienna. Despite the horrors in Austria and France, jihadism has declined.
Teeming with spooks and intrigue, Vienna is no stranger to political violence. Carlos the Jackal held OPEC's oil ministers hostage there in 1975. Since then, assassinations in Austria's capital have claimed the lives of Kurds and Chechens, among others. But until November 2nd, Vienna had largely been spared the attacks on civilians that have menaced cities like London, Madrid, or Paris. That night, 4 people were killed and 23 injured, several of them seriously, during a gun and knife rampage in Vienna's centre. Many were attacked as they took their last chance of a drink or a meal before Austria's second coronavirus lockdown. The Austrian authorities identified Kuitim Fejolai, a 20-year-old man with dual Austrian and North Macedonian citizenship, as the sole gunman. Further arrests were made on November 3rd. Mr. Fejolai, who was shot by police, was born and raised in Vienna to Macedonian parents of Albanian extraction. Radicalized as a teenager, in 2019 he was convicted of terrorist offences and given a 22-month prison sentence after authorities thwarted his plan to join Islamic State, or IS, fighters in Syria. But he was released in December under Austria's lenient rules for young offenders. The attack follows a spate of terrorism in Europe. On October 4th, a Syrian asylum seeker stabbed 2 men, killing one, in the German city of Dresden, in what may have been a homophobic attack. 12 days later, on the outskirts of Paris, a teenage Chechen refugee beheaded Samuel Paty, a teacher who had shown his class controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad from Charlie Hebdo, a satirical magazine. On October 29th, a Tunisian national who had arrived in France that month killed 3 people at a church in Nice. On the same day, French police shot dead a man claiming allegiance to a far-right anti-immigrant group near Avignon.